No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time, go into the post office, and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code CHARLIE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in CHARLIE. That's Stamps.com, promo code CHARLIE. In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board. Valued at $2.1 million, that is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions of dollars, the greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mostly $1, $5, and $20, gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins were from the Ship of Gold, were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in 2000. Now, Noble Gold's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortero. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortero. News 3 live at 11.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ. Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Florida officials asking for your prayers. Part of a 12-story beachfront condo that collapsed early this morning near Miami. At least one death confirmed. 102 people have been accounted for, but 99 are still missing. One of the residents says it was extremely frightening.
When I opened the door to my apartment, it leads to a long hallway. And all I saw was debris, and the partial debris was covering the door next to us as well.
Authorities in Canada say investigators finding hundreds of unmarked graves at the site of a former residential school for Indigenous children, a discovery that follows last month's report of 215 bodies found at another school. Some members of Congress say it is overdue. The Biden administration preparing to relocate tens of thousands of Afghan interpreters and others who worked with U.S. forces during the war. Also at townhall.com, President Biden striking a deal on traditional infrastructure spending.
The president announced the legislative agreement alongside senators on the White House driveway.
We have a deal.
He said compromise was the key to reaching a bipartisan deal.
None of us got what we wanted. I clearly didn't get all I wanted.
The nearly $1 trillion infrastructure plan will fund traditional projects, including roads and bridges. Democrats will try to pass child care, elder care, and education funding in a separate bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ohio lawmakers proposing high school kids could get a do-over after their pandemic-troubled year, even if they've already qualified to graduate. New legislation would give students who just finished their senior year a chance to re-enroll in 12th grade and take it all over again. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Another benchmark for Las Vegas, Resorts World, opens its doors tonight. The first mega resort in more than a decade on the Las Vegas Strip. The most technologically advanced resort ever built will feature a keyless hotel room entry via Bluetooth connection and a cashless casino floor with gamblers using digital wallets to play slot machines and table games. The property also features one of the largest video screens in the world on the south-facing facade of the resort's West Tower. Resorts World Las Vegas also boasts more than 250,000 square feet of flexible meeting space and 23,000 square feet of strip-facing ballroom space. The $4.3 billion resort was developed by the Malaysia-based Genting Group. Now, parts of Las Vegas saw rain, hail, and wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour this afternoon. Quarter-size hail was seen in Henderson and East Las Vegas as storms and showers move through the valley. Nearing the halfway point of 2021, the official rainfall at McCarran Airport is just 85 hundredths of an inch. The normal is just over 2 inches at this point. Well, the Golden Knights are on the brink of elimination. Game 6 tonight. They trail 3-2.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Some slick roadways in some areas. So a lot of congestion on the Beltway right now. 215 west at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. And do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Sahara and northbound at Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. We're inching ever closer to the weekend. We are still following the tragedy in Surfside, Florida. At least one dead, 99 unaccounted for. The recovery continues, and they're still looking for victims. They're still looking for bodies. It is going to be a long process. It's not going to be done overnight, I can just about promise you. Stay with us on this very radio station, and we'll have the very latest for you. We'll update you every hour on the hour on what's going on in Surfside. I'm always happy to have Randy Thompson on. She is the Nevada State Director, National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. She joins us. Randy, always good to have you on. I'm just curious, whenever I drive down to the Strip over the course of the last few weeks, it looks normal. It looks like we are back. I'm curious, from a Northern Nevada standpoint, where you are, and statewide, how close to all the way back are we? She was just there.
Can you hear me now, Kevin?
I can hear you just fine.
There we go. Don't you love mute?
Oh, I do it all the time to people, and it's embarrassing. Trust me, for me too.
I'm so sorry. So anyway, we're getting back to normal. But there are still a lot of folks, especially in Las Vegas, that are still not able to get back to work. Primarily the entertainers, everybody from stagehands, musicians, entertainers, and really even restaurants. The capacity is really not that strong yet on at the table games and all that stuff. So we still have a ways to go.
I'm just curious, businesses that had to close down for a long period of time, have most of them, and I'm talking about restaurants, bars, things like that, have most of them come back?
Most have come back. The challenge is they can't operate fully because people don't want to come back to work.
Now, explain the rationale here. People are getting the extra $300. They're getting unemployment from the state. And there just isn't a great incentive for them to come back, is there?
No. I mean, you literally can be making $30,000, $40,000 sitting on your couch. Why go back and make $11, $12 an hour and at a job that you probably really didn't like anyway, when you can just hang out and Netflix and do other things? So, yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us, Nevada State Director, National Federation of Independent Business. Is it time for Governor Sisolak to call the federal government and say, hey, we don't need all this money, this extra $300. We need to incentivize people coming back to work. Has there been any effort across the state, or organized or otherwise, groundswell, about telling the governor to give back the money?
There sure has been an attempt by a lot of folks in the business sector. I actually had a phone call today with a couple of state senators who said that conversation comes up and then it just dies, because why? It makes the Democrats look so generous to be saying we're giving money to Nevada's struggling families, when there's 9.3 million job openings right now in America, and we have 17 million people unemployed. So half of those people could go back to work, but they're really not incentivized to do it. I read a clip that says we're incentivizing people, we're paying people to not work, and we're taxing those who do work. That's going to lead to that's not really an economic recovery program that's going to stick.
Wow. Those numbers are staggering, though.
Yeah, it is.
Let me just ask you, is there something the government can do, even while they're doling out all this money, this $300 a week, and then the normal unemployment? Is there anything that the governor ought to be doing relative to not incentivizing, but just encouraging people to go back to work? I don't hear any of that from the governor.
No, I was pretty frustrated to see that he's offering about a $5 million vaccination prize fund if you go get a vaccination, especially if you're over 18 or under 18 and going back to college, when the WHO and the CDC just came out yesterday saying that healthy kids should not be getting vaccinated because of the potential heart issues. and people that have had COVID don't need to get vaccinated. So yeah, we're kind of we're incentivizing the wrong things. There has been some good work done through the Governor's Office of Economic Development and the Small Business Development Centers to do some job training. A lot of folks that maybe were a 30-year waitress at a restaurant that can't really go back anymore, maybe they want to get some job training to find a nice desk job where they can do computer skills. So there is some job training that's out there, and that is something that I've been encouraging folks to look at. But besides that, the government really just needs to get out of the way and let business return to being business.
Let me just ask you, the Nevada legislature came and went 120 days. The one thing I've heard from members of the state Senate, from the assembly, is that this was probably one of the most partisan sessions that folks can remember. From your perspective, from the NFIB perspective, what got done during this session? And was it as partisan as a lot of people believe it was?
So I did, the Nevada Independent had an analysis of bills that were passed, and in the Senate, 98 Democrat-sponsored bills were passed.
Mm.
19 Republican-sponsored bills were passed. So almost a 10-to-1 margin, and it's about the same in the Assembly. So yes, very partisan. And what we're seeing is even when we used to have pro-gun, pro-business Democrats, they are being beaten in primary elections by progressives, and we're seeing more and more partisanship at a very local level that has now transpired into the legislature. I remember the days of Joe Dini and Bill Raggio that would sit down and hammer out deals and make things happen on a very bipartisan way, and those days are gone. It really is gone, and unless we all get active and, frankly, start playing by the same, well, we have the same rules as the Democrats. We just don't like to play their games. Now it's time to start playing their games.
In the last couple of sessions, including the special sessions that we've had over the last couple of years, the one thing I've noticed is that they've really gone after small business people on a variety of different issues. Have you seen this in the 81st? Nevada legislature, are there issues that have really hurt businesses that have come out of the 81st Nevada legislature?
Well, fortunately, we did get some exemptions to some of the bills, like the right to return bill. I was at the table with the chambers expressing our concern that this mandate that people had to rehire workers at their existing salaries was going to apply to the small stores that are locally owned and operated in the airport or the Port of Subs that's operating at the station's casino. We did get an exemption from that particular bill, but a lot of the bills like we got an exemption from 4 hours of extra paid leave for getting a vaccination. But when it came to things like trial attorney bills, when it came to product liabilities, or anything that, frankly, the trial attorneys touched, there is no exemptions for small business. They treat, you know, a small business owner who values his 5 or 6 staff the same as a large corporation that doesn't even know who their staff are. You know, we're not Amazon. We're not Walmart. We are locally owned and operated businesses who know their number one resource is their staff, and they are family, and we treat them that way. And it just that just does not seem to transpire at the legislature.
I'm curious, what has happened with gaming after the pandemic? You know, we've had plexiglass go up. We've had all kinds of different things that have happened around gaming. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, has there been a lot of stuff that's come out of the pandemic that's going to stay with us after the pandemic?
I think there are some lessons learned. And there are some safety precautions that might stick around for a while. I think we have to look at the fact that none of us who are taking vitamin D and vitamin C and wearing our masks got the flu or even a cold in this last year. So I think, if anything, we've raised the awareness of how we all need to be taking better care of ourselves and not going out when we're sick. I'll say that's probably one of the benefits. But sure, some of the things like the plexiglass that prevents people's germs from being spread around, we might keep those around for a while, and especially while we still have the variants that are out there. But I think people want to just see a smile, and I'm so glad to be seeing faces without masks these days. If anything, hopefully we can keep the plexiglass, but get rid of the masks.
I'm with you. More coming up with Randy Thompson. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call my buddy Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. More coming up with Randy Thompson as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I social distance because I want to see my friends.
I wear a mask to protect myself and the people around me.
I wash my hands frequently so I can return to school safely.
If taking these precautions means I can see my friends and return back to school,
let's all do our part.
Let's stay safe at school, Nevada.
Stay safe at school, Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. What were the priorities for NFIB? We're going to put that question to Randy Thompson, the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. When you look back at the 81st Nevada Legislature, were there priorities you had coming in, and how did you do?
Well, one of our biggest priorities was making sure that the unemployment insurance rates didn't go up for businesses because of the incredible unemployment that we had. And we were very pleased to see that Dieter has released just this week, the Department of Education, Employment Training and Rehabilitation, said this week that they will not be increasing unemployment insurance rates on businesses through the at least first two quarters of this year. And that roughly about $600 million of the money we'll be getting from the federal government is going back in to replenish the unemployment trust fund. That was probably one of my top priorities because those rates would have been skyrocketing if we didn't have that. So we're very pleased that we're going to be able to keep our unemployment rates at least for most of this year at the current rates.
I talk with members of the legislature who say they still get calls on Dieter. I didn't get my money. They stopped my money. What's going on? I guess my question is, have they fixed what was wrong with Dieter?
No.
No?
Sadly.
After all this time, after more than a year?
$54 million at them to get them to update their systems. It's time that hopefully that's enough. That should be plenty for a good system that can be interactive and a little more responsive to the needs of Nevadans. So they definitely need to update their systems.
And is that it? Just software and hardware and different things? Are you convinced that those problems are behind us?
Oh, I'm never convinced the problems at the state level are behind us. You have staff that are still working on Windows 7 and using little floppy disks. I mean, it's amazing how archaic our state government is when it comes to technology. And it'd be so easy to fix some of our problems if they would just make an investment in technology. But unfortunately, they put out contracts like we saw with the Silver State Exchange, that was, millions of dollars just wasted because they don't manage a contract well. So we have a very small government, which is good, but we also have a very inefficient government, which is bad. And I would really hope that we could get some people in place and in power that would actually focus on updating the technology in our state.
I think voting being
one of them. Conversations I had this morning with Senators Gansert and Kefauver about the voting bill, the Secretary of State and the county clerks will not be able to comply with what was passed in this legislature till probably 2024 or 2026 because they don't have the funding to put in place the kind of technology we need to do full mail-in ballots and signature verifications.
So in other words, they pass the policy, but they don't pass the appropriation.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Whether it's Dieter, whether it's the Secretary of State and voting, how do we fix that, though, ultimately? I mean, if indeed just adding new software or hardware or updating systems, if that's not the silver bullet here, then what is?
Well, the silver bullet is getting a governor elected that would actually know how to do this. And this governor has shown me that he doesn't. We need someone that understands the importance of putting good people in place. I mean, he was just picking whoever had a pulse and putting them into office. I have known Alyssa Caffaretta for years. She's a great lady, but she did not have a lot of experience to come in and fix Dieter like she had to do, and it still isn't done. So getting good people, frankly, paying staffers, paying people better, to